God, hello, beautiful people. How is it going? Sorry, I am overjoyed right now because if you're looking at the video of the podcast, which you can do on Spotify, and no, not because I have a Spotify deal, but just because I like putting the video just on Spotify. Maybe I'll get into that one of these days, but I like the podcast vibe, and I feel like if I put my podcast on YouTube, now it's a YouTube video. It's not like a secret little podcast that you gotta go find on a podcast platform and then listen to. Anyways, the reason I'm so excited, if you can see the video, I have a handheld mic today, and something about that just feels so right. I just feel like I was born to have a mic. Not to sing, girl. I can't really sing for shit. But I don't know, a mic feels so powerful, and I love that I can move around, I can do these hand gestures, and I don't think it's going to sound as crazy as before. If you saw the videos before, I would put my mic on a mic stand, and if the mic stand moves, it would make so much noise, and it used to be on a table, which I would also hit all the time, which also made noise, so I started putting it on a book, and as much as I like showing you guys the book that I'm reading every week, it's also just so inefficient and kind of annoying to have a mic on a stand, on a book, on a table. Now it's just in my hand and I can talk directly into your ear. I will not give you a... Is that called a swirly when people like lick their finger and then stick it in your ear? Which also, who came up with that? Who was like, ooh, I really want to piss this person off. Let me put my saliva-covered finger in their ear. It's got to be a fetish or something. Speaking of handheld mics, I co-hosted an award show for the very, very first time this past week, the Streamer Awards. It was so fun. I never thought I would do like a hosting kind of gig. I've gotten a couple opportunities before, but I was like, you know, I'm a streamer content creator. Like, why would I host? It just felt like almost, like a more professional thing than I should be doing, but I actually had so much fun. And not to toot my own horn, but I felt like a bit of a natural. Like, I'm real comfortable talking in front of people. I'm comfortable on stage. I really think I'm just a yapper. Like, there's no better way to put it. I love to blah, 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 blah. If you watched, thank you for checking it out. If you haven't, check out my fit on Instagram. Fucking loved it. All of that aside, welcome back to another episode. I am so excited, as you can see, and not just about the mic, not just about the handheld mic. Oh, it's so fun. But also because today we are listening to your dirty little confessions, which I love to do. I don't know about you. And listen, throughout my career, people love to call me controversial, dramatic, meh, 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 meh. And they might have been onto something, because I kind of like the drama, but not if I'm in it. I actually don't like it if I'm in it. But I love the tea. I love to hear stories. Oftentimes, I will ask someone to just tell me a story about someone else without telling me who it's about. I don't want to know who it's about. I just want to hear a good story, because isn't that riveting and exciting? And you can just learn from other people's experiences. That's what I like. But actually being in drama, me no likey. Me no likey. So today, let's all kind of satisfy that part of us that wants a little bit of tea and listen to other people's stories and confessions, particularly about either cheating on someone or being cheated on. That's right, I left this topic a little bit open-ended. I was thinking maybe I'll just do stories about people getting cheated on, but then I'm like, you know what? I was gonna say, we need representation for the cheaters. I don't know if that's exactly what I meant, but I think the perspective might be interesting to hear from, because it's a perspective you don't really hear about often. And throughout my 20s, I ended up coming across a couple people that I knew that ended up cheating. And it was just something that I didn't really expect from them. And that kind of shook my perception of what a good or bad person is. Because in my mind, it's always, well, if you cheat, you must be an asshole. And it is an asshole thing to do, don't get me wrong. 100%. But now I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, why do people get to that point? What pushes them past that? And I think it's a bit reductionist to just label people as either good or bad. I think good people can do bad things. I think even bad people can do good things. That's the real scary one. They be hiding in sheep's clothing. Anyways, you get the gist of it. Let's dive right in. I have all of these little voicemails you guys left me because I left a little DTA phone number on the Insta page. Let's get into it, yeah, and hear all about when you guys either cheated or got cheated on. I have not listened to any of these voicemails yet, so my reaction that you see is my genuine reaction. Our first voicemail.
Hi, Pokey. I saw that you're looking for people who have either been cheated on or have cheated. And I'm kind of in the third category that wasn't mentioned, where I was the other woman accidentally. Let me try to explain.
Whoa.
So I started talking to this guy who was my friend, and I knew that he was poly, right? Ooh. So he had a fiance and he had a boyfriend.
He had a fiance and a boyfriend.
He had a couple of other partners. I'm just laughing because of how ridiculous the situation is in hindsight. Yeah, we were flirting, and he basically wanted me to be one of his partners. And from the get-go, he told me how important communication was in relationships and how you can still cheat if you're in a poly relationship, but you always have to be extra communicative with your partners and all of that. So I was like, okay, cool. That means that he's going to talk to his partners and let them know that he wants me to be one of them, right?
Spicy.
Yeah, so I operated under that assumption, and turns out that wasn't the case. I was actually friends with two of his partners, and once the word got out that we were actually together, which was a couple months into the relationship, his fiance broke up with him, and I basically got blamed for it. He threw me under the bus and said that it was my fault, that I somehow forced him to cheat for months.
What? Who would believe
and
that,
then
though?
To me, he told me that his other partners were all emotionally neglectful and, like, didn't care about his feelings and what he needed and all of this shit. So basically, he was blaming everybody else except for himself. So needless to say, he's blocked on everything. And, yeah, all of his partners ended up breaking up with him. So, yeah, that's my situation. I hope you find it entertaining. Thank you.
You are so welcome, for starters. Secondly, that was very entertaining. Lastly, just what in the world? Oh my God. Cheating is one thing, okay? And I used to always say, bro, if someone wants to bang a bunch of different people, it's 2024. Just be in a poly relationship, then you can bang a bunch of people and not cheat. How are you in a poly relationship where you can bang a bunch of people and not cheat, and you still decide to cheat? That's when you know therapy is required. Because I can't fathom. I can't understand. But also, how did he get away with telling someone that he was forced to cheat? What does that mean exactly? What do you mean forced to cheat? I mean, you know, there's a really bad extreme version of being forced to cheat. But obviously, that was not what you guys were doing, which was consensually being together. And you thought that his other partners knew. So I hope, even though you must have felt really bad about the situation and being blamed and being thrown under the bus, I really, really, really hope I can reassure you it was not your fault. It was not your fault at all. And I'm really sorry that that burden was placed on you. But I hope you can move the fuck on and keep him blocked. I I think the main thing is, I just think poly relationships are fascinating. I don't know if you guys know much about them. If you don't, a polyamorous relationship essentially means it's a relationship where people are open to their partner seeing other people as long as they're communicative about it with their quote-unquote primary partner. And I don't know if there's always a primary, like, main partner and then other partners that are maybe just sexual partners, sometimes maybe more. I initially thought, like, oh, I would never be one for a poly relationship, but there's this content creator that kind of changed my mind on it a little bit. Her name is Shan Boodrum, I think, and she's in a poly relationship, and she has been publicly for many, many, many years, and she kind of summarized it as, like, I love my partner so much that I don't want to hold them back from any experience with anyone, which I know is a bit idealistic, and I also don't know if I could actually go through with such a thing, but I really like the way that she described it. And her relationship, they actually ended up getting married. I think they have a kid or two now. I think they might no longer be polyamorous, maybe since getting married and having kids, but still super, super interesting. Maybe we can do a deep dive on that one of these days. Until then, let's listen to the next voicemail.
Hi, Cookie. My name is...
Hello.
I'm just replying to your, have you ever been cheated on? Mm-hmm. Yes, I have. I used to date this one guy, and he was kind of a party goer. He was a party
dun, dun,
boy.
Dun.
So one time he went clubbing, whatever, came home. Okay. Not, we didn't live together, but he went to his home. He invited me over the next day to go watch a movie to his house. This was a Sunday morning,
the Lord's
you know,
Day.
And then after a clubbing night. So I went, and when he opened the door and I walked inside, he asked me for a hug. And he had the biggest hickey on his neck. Huh? And he didn't even know he had it until I asked him,
no,
what is that on your neck? And he said, what do you mean? And I told him to go look in the mirror. And when he looked in the mirror, he said, oh shit. And I was like, yeah, oh shit. And then I basically told him, I said, I have to go. And I left, and we never saw each other again, and I never talked to him again. That is a story of how I got cheated on. I don't give second chances to cheaters.
Good.
But he tried so hard to apologize and to get back with me, but I can't do second chances like that. Shout out to you, Pokey. You are a role model of mine. Okay,
oh my
bye.
God. I'm honored. Okay. This might not be what I'm supposed to say, but I think it's kind of funny when people cheat and they're bad at it. Like, is it just me? Bro, you have a hickey. You have a hickey. And you see it in the mirror and you go, oh shit. Like, at least make something up. At least try. You're just being double embarrassing. It's embarrassing that you're cheating and it's embarrassing that you're bad at it. Sorry. Sorry. That's really how I feel, though. But obviously, he shouldn't be doing that to you. And I'm glad you know your boundaries where you're like, I'm not going to give a second chance to a cheater. I know this. I'm not going to be pressured into thinking that maybe I should and try for the relationship and blah, blah. If you know what you don't like to do and you know where your boundaries are at in a relationship, don't change them for anyone, period. So good for you. I'm glad he's out of your life. And thank you for sharing your story. Wowzers. Wowzers. All right, next.
Hi, Pokey. My name is Brandon, and the best and worst thing that's happened to me was when my now ex-wife cheated on me with one of my best friends. And before we even filed for divorce, she got pregnant and immediately engaged to this guy about a month after she said she needed time to figure everything out. Then they named the baby what we talked about naming our first kid together. She was my first love. We were together for like 9 years and made me think the whole thing was my fault.
Huh?
And if I was better, she wouldn't have cheated on me. And I believed her for the longest time. But in the end, it all worked out better. I went to therapy to get my mindset right.
Slay.
I won my friends, her friends, and the dog in the divorce.
The dog!
I lost 60 pounds by hitting the gym. And my depression and anxiety kind of just went away when she did.
What?
So what I thought was going to be the end of the world kind of turned out to be the start of the, like, having a better life. Thanks for listening, Pokey. I love the podcast. Bye.
Oh, my. my God. I'm not even you, and that felt like a roller coaster for me. Whoa. I initially felt so gaslit just listening to the story because what? How can they blame you for cheating? Also, naming the baby, what you guys talked about naming the baby. I hope that baby never knows. But lastly, good on you for not just, wow, for not just making it through something so terrible, but having that actually make you a better person. And I swear there's some kind of magic when toxic people leave our lives. Suddenly, we're not as anxious or depressed or sad as we were before. We might have thought that these were things that were, you know, part of us that we just had to struggle with. But sometimes it's actually someone else imposing that shit on you. And you lost 60 pounds. Congratulations. We love when the victim glows up. We just love a happy ending and one that you truly deserved. Seriously. I feel like that's like the right thing that should happen, you know? I can imagine someone out there maybe going through a similar instance where like the love of their life cheated on them or something terrible happened to a relation in a relationship that they really care about. And sometimes that just makes you feel like, oh, I guess my life is over now, but no. You can write your own happy ending. Sometimes life doesn't give you a fair ending or the ending that you deserve, and you need to write it for yourself, just like he did. Just like he did. Because guess who woke up and went to the gym as many times as he needed to, or made the right choices like he needed to lose those 60 pounds? Oh my God. I'm so proud. I don't even know him. And I'm so proud. I'm so proud. But also take it as a learning lesson that if you feel like someone in your life is influencing you poorly or toxic in some kind of way, you might think that that's something you can handle and manage, but you have no idea how much better your life could be without them. Just a thought, just an idea, just putting it in your head. All right.
Hi, Pokey.
Hello.
I'm a really big fan.
Me
My name
too.
Is Nikki. And I just wanted to say that I have a really crazy story. I had an ex who, one, committed arson and then proceeded to constantly cheat on me for 3 to 4 months straight throughout our whole relationship. We dated collectively for like 2 years. And she deliberately cheated and she lit our high school bathrooms on fire, which is crazy. And then after that, the person she was cheating on me with, she ended up killing. So,
what?
Good to see you.
God,
thank you so much. And bye.
Huh? That was a literal mic drop. Okay, so let me get this straight. You had an ex of 2 years and he cheated on you for numerous months and lit your school's bathroom on fire and then killed the person he was cheating on you with? I don't even know what to say. Aside from, I'm glad you're alive and can share the story with us, but what? I need more information, and I wish you told me, like, did he get caught? Is he in jail? I'm guessing he is because you said he really didn't. I feel like you wouldn't know that unless the police caught him. Please tell me the police caught him. Oh my God. I feel like I need to do a post on the Instagram and be like, whoever sent me this voicemail, please contact me immediately for more information. Because what in the fuck? What in the fuck? Huh? I'm still not over that. Actually, there was a guy in high school who hit on me a couple times on Facebook. Woo, Facebook Messenger. He also killed someone and then lit their apartment on fire. I think because they didn't pay him back for drug money. So yeah. And I remember he messaged me and he like said something nice, was flirting, whatever. And then he was like, you have a really good head on your shoulders. And I was like, oh, true. Thanks. And then he just killed someone. So sometimes you just really don't know who you're Facebook messaging. And that's why I don't use Facebook anymore. No, I'm kidding. I stopped using it because I grew out of it. But imagine. Next.
Hi, Pokey. My name is Kat, and I cheated on my boyfriend 6 months ago in a bathroom at a bar.
Oh my God. I'm pausing because finally we have a story from a cheater. This is the perspective I've been looking for. Let's hear the tea.
And I don't know how to tell him.
Well, you
I
told
was
him,
really
and
drunk and I found this really cute guy, but honestly, I really regret it and I don't want to break up with my boyfriend.
Oh my God.
Can you give me some advice?
Oh my God. God damn. Now you put it on me, bro. Okay, for starters, actually, I don't want to be too hard on you, even though cheating is something that no one should do and it's a bad thing. I don't want to be too hard on you because I think it must have been hard enough to even tell me. So I appreciate you even telling someone and asking them what you should do, because that means you're open to hearing other opinions, I hope. Listen, I know this relationship is not something that you want to lose, but if you've already cheated, if you've already done something that you know your partner is not okay with, the foundation of the relationship is already corrupt. And the only way you can fix those cracks is if you actually tell them and decide to fix them together. Otherwise, your relationship, impending doom. I'm sorry, but it's true. Like, is there a point of being in a relationship if it's built on a lie? I hate to be blunt if that's really blunt, but sometimes you gotta hear the truth and you gotta hear that what you did isn't okay. But you know what? There's a chance that if he wants to work through it and he hears how much you care about him and how regretful you are and how much you want to see if it can still work and still care about the relationship, maybe he's open to that. But if you really care for and love this person, you will tell them because that is what is most fair and best to them. In my opinion, that's the least you can do to bring at least a bit of human decency to what happened, you know? I really hope you do. And I think just view it as, this is what I gotta do if I care for this person. Ultimately, I hope that you guys both end up okay and happy. And you know what? If this person is like, hey, I can't move past that. I'm sorry, we need to break up. I know it's gonna hurt. I know it's gonna feel shitty. But hey, I'm sure they feel shitty too, okay? You cheated on them. And you're both gonna move past it. And I hope you heal and grow and learn from this supposed mistake, as you said. And then hopefully there's a beautiful, healthy relationship waiting for you down the line, right? So good luck. Voicemail numero 6.
Hey girl, one time I got cheated on by my boyfriend of 3 years. This is how it happened. Or this is how I found out. One day, I was dog sitting for him. And the dog runs out of my eyesight. I don't know where it's at. I'm chasing the dog. I'm looking around for it. And I see the dog is wearing a red lace thong. I don't know where he got it from. I don't know where it came from. I just saw a red lace thong on that dog.
That
and
damn
I
dog.
Those.
What the dog
I
doing?
I only wear granny panties. So I was so shocked. I grabbed them. I put them in a Ziploc bag. I threw that dog outside. Who is that dog to tell me what's happening in my life? So I have the thong in a Ziploc bag. I take it
like
home,
a damn detective.
And I put it in resin.
Resin?
I put the red lace thong in resin, and I put red roses around it. And my boyfriend's birthday is coming up in a week. I keep this resin red lace thong and roses in my underwear drawer. as it where it belongs. Oh, his birthday comes around, and I prep his room so nice, so cute. I have the numbers 21 up on the wall, and I have a red lace resin thong on the bed in the center. And then my boyfriend shows up. He's so grateful. He's so thankful. He loves his birthday surprise. Then he gets to the real surprise. Then he tells me it's his cousin's.
Be so for real.
Did I buy that? No, I didn't.
Good.
And that's the story. Bye.
Why would your cousin be taking off her red lace thong in your room? I think that's even weirder than cheating. Oh my God. I'm not gonna lie. I love a good villain era. I do. I'm sorry. I do. I don't think we should hurt others, but when they hurt us first. I'm kidding. Unless. I will also say, I think what she did wasn't even that crazy. I actually think it was hopefully maybe a bit satisfying for her to be like, yeah, I found it. Read it and weep. Caught you red thong handed. Boom. Wow. I wish you filmed it. Imagine seeing his reaction. That would have been good. That would have been so good. Anyways, I'm low-key proud of you for that. Yeah, I hope it was satisfying as hell. And can people stop cheating? We got, I kid you not, I don't think I said this before, but I posted this IG story for this voicemail episode, and I said, hey, call this number. Please leave me a voicemail if you've been cheated on or if you've cheated. And I reposted it on my main IG page. And within like 12 hours, my podcast producer messaged me and she said, hey, can you please take the IG story down? I've received hundreds on hundreds of voicemails and I just want to make sure we can actually get through them. So thank you guys so much for sending them in. But more so than that, it just showed me the sad reality that cheating is really fucking common. Unfortunately. So if you ever get cheated on, please, please, please. I know it's so hard. Like, I know it's really hard to convince your brain of this, but it's not your fault. It's not. This might be a hot take, but even if you're not the best girlfriend or boyfriend, if your partner cheats, it's not your fault. Of course, if you're not being like abusive or crazy or something like that. But that's because your partner always has the option of just ending the relationship if they're dissatisfied. They don't need to be secretly lying and hurting you. That's just, in my opinion, kind of never excusable. And on the flip side, if you have ever cheated, I mean, I can't tell you it's okay, but I can say everybody makes mistakes. Do you make that mistake a lot, though? I hope not. And even if you cheat just once, really think about what led you to that point. Don't just Band-Aid fix it like, oh, I made a mistake. I'm going to apologize. Then we're going to move on. And it's never going to happen again. I low-key hate that line. I hate I'll never do it again. Okay, why? Why did you end up in that situation in the first place? And how can you even know that that situation will never happen again? How will you make a better decision if you don't know the root cause and actually solve that root cause? In my humble opinion. All right. Wowie. Next voicemail. Thank you guys for these stories. These are so fun to listen to. I'm not even going to lie.
Hey, Pokey. It's Rocco. So my cheating story was my junior/senior year of high school. Mm-hmm. And I was dating this girl. And she started cheating on me with this other dude. And yuck. I found out, right? So I was like, okay, like, I can't do this anymore. Like, kind of cut her off, right? Mm-hmm. And then she started dating the dude she cheated on me with. And then she came back and cheated on that dude with me.
No!
And it was messy. Like, it was this whole love triangle, right?
But, the classic.
She was lying to everybody involved. And it was a whole thing. And then finally, like, I figured it out. I was like, she's playing both of us. Like, I'm going to just cut her off for good. Like, I'm not going to talk to her anymore. And then she showed up to the school and she was telling everybody that she was pregnant with my baby, but like,
oh,
she wasn't
God.
Really pregnant at all. And she was just telling everybody like, oh, I'm pregnant with Rocco's baby, like blah, blah, blah. It was messy.
Oh, she's
and
crazy,
it just kind of like boiled over and then died down, you know, but it was a crazy time. Anyways, you're a queen. I love you. You're an icon. Bye, Pokey.
Thank you so much. I am so sorry that that happened to you. And you know what? I know that this is about cheating, but I actually want to talk about the amount of guys who experience someone that they've slept with saying that they're pregnant, but actually just lying about it. It's way more common than you think. Throughout my life, I have met so many guys. I've had so many guy friends tell me that that's happened to them. And that shit is not okay. It's like, it's on the same level as cheating. It's psychologically traumatizing to have someone manipulate your feelings in that way. These more like niche men's issues, I think should get just as much attention. And I think people should be held accountable when they lie about shit like this because it's traumatizing. It's traumatizing thinking that someone is carrying your baby and treating them as such just for that entirely to be a lie. Anyways, whether it's the cheating or the lying or the two, is it two timing or is it three timing if she cheated on you both? I don't know what the math adds up on that, but that girl is wacky. And I hope you got as far away from her as possible. God bless. God bless. Wow. I wonder how it would feel to not just get cheated on, but then for the person to cheat with you too. I wonder if he knew. He didn't say that to, like, I wonder if he knew that she was with someone else. Wait a second. Is he in on this? He did call me an icon though, so he gets a pass. I'm kidding. I am curious though. Maybe I'll have to listen to the tape again. Maybe I'll have to ask. Maybe in the future, I should ask you guys to leave your IG at the end of the voicemail so that if I want, I can actually follow up and get more information. If you think that's a good idea, let me know. Please let me know. Because, you know, it gives more context to stories that might need more context. All right, voicemail number 8, let's go.
Yeah, my name is Jonathan.
Hello, Jonathan.
I ain't going to give up my full government, but I saw your story and I didn't really cheat on her or nothing like that, but the way I see it is I'm not going to let a girlfriend stop me from finding a wife. You feel me? Yeah.
What? Guys, that's the whole voicemail. That's the whole voicemail. I didn't really cheat on her, but what can I say? I'm not going to let a girlfriend keep me from finding a wife. You have a point, but you don't need to cheat. Okay, let's say you're with someone and you come across someone and you're like, wow, wait, they're perfect. I actually want them to be my wife. This should actually signify to you that you should leave your current relationship. In my opinion, I think even if you don't end up with that other person, if you are that into someone else, that clearly means your current relationship or partner is potentially dissatisfactory. Actually, this leads to another one of my hot takes, which is I always tell this to someone, if they have to pick between two potential love interests, in my opinion, pick neither. That's my unpopular opinion, and you might not like it. I'm sorry, but that's kind of what I think. If you're having so much trouble choosing between two people, maybe it's because neither of them are really that right for you. They're just slightly better or worse than the other. But in an instance where you're in a relationship and you find someone else that you like that much more, don't cheat. Just leave and hopefully get with a new person. And if you don't, honestly, you probably needed to leave that relationship anyways because you were dissatisfied. You were dissatisfied. So I hate to say he had a point, but he had half of a point. All right, number 9.
Hey, Pokey. Hi.
Hello.
Well, the girl I was with for 5 years.
5 years?
I lived with her, and then her best friend moved into our house with her husband. Her childhood best friend, let me say that. And I swear to God, she fucked her childhood best friend's husband in our house together. And then when we moved out of the house, we broke up. It's fine. I don't care. She got with this husband of her childhood best friend and had a kid with this fucker. Not even 6 months later. Insane. I cannot believe it. That is insane. That's crazy. I can't. It's crazy. Anyway, I am happy that I'm not the worst victim in this whole situation. Her childhood best friend is.
Oh. I mean, but still.
It's bullshit. It's crazy. I don't know what else to say. Goodbye. It is love crazy. You, Pokey.
Can I just say, you guys are so fucking cute. Every single one of you. You will come on the mic, tell me the most terrible, traumatizing shit ever, and then go, love you though, thank you for everything, bye. It is so freaking cute. But also, I'm so sorry you had to go through that. Oh my God. Me personally, I am a huge believer in girl code. You do not. Not only should you not get with your friend's exes, like basically ever, hopefully, unless there's like an edge case and she doesn't mind and you really like him and it's been a while, whatever. Even then, better to avoid, in my opinion. Like for me, if one of my friends dates someone, it's like, no shade to them, but it's kind of like they become an inanimate object to me. Like they're like a lamp or a very, very distant cousin, and I'm not into incest. You know what I mean? I don't know why. When my friend dates someone, like they turn different to me in a way. I cannot imagine fucking your childhood best friend's husband while you live together and your boyfriend also lives in the apartment? Huh? Insanity. Actual kooky bookiness in the head. Crazy bananas. Whoa. Lock her up. Some shit is just so fucking weird. Put him in jail. It's not even illegal, but maybe it should be. Wow. And she got with him 6 months. I wonder if they're still together. I hope they're not. I hope they're both miserable. If my husband ever cheats on me with my childhood best friend, I'm suing for emotional distress and therapy costs. I'm putting it out there. It is what it is. It is what it is. Again, I'm so sorry y'all have to experience any of this stuff, but also, thanks for sharing. Next.
Hey, Pokey, it's Alice. Hi. I saw your post about telling stories on whether you've been cheated on or you've cheated, and I have a story about me being the cheater. So it was a while ago, like a long time ago, but I was in a long-distance relationship. It was me in college, and they stayed home. I have yet to, like, do any type of adultery whatsoever, but we are getting to the point in the relationship where homegirl is sexually frustrated. I'm sending the photos and the things that need to be done to make sure he's satisfied. But because of his insecurities, he didn't want to send me any photos. So then
I don't like photos.
I asked for toys. I was like, hey, man, what about toys? You know, I need something to push the edge off. And with that, he said, no, what if the toys are better than me? So long story short, as this continued and he just kept basically shitting on anything to help me take off the sexual frustration, and then let's also add that anytime I went out with friends, he would get mad.
Aww.
This eventually led to me just kind of finding people online and looking up. And to this day, I don't think he knows. I never told him. When we broke up, I didn't see the point to. It was like near the end of our relationship, but I did meet up with a couple people
when we were still together because I just could not.
Imagine he finds out through this episode.
Take off the sexual frustration whatsoever. He did not help. And there was no communication between us. I'm not going to lie. I feel like I should have maybe pushed more, but he definitely fucked up with, like, not trying to make sure his girl is sexually, you know, satisfied while she's away. Because it's not that hard, man. It's not. Like, satisfy your girl by sending a cute photo. You might not think you're good looking, but we do. So, yeah, that's my story. I just want to say love your podcast.
Thank you.
I've always loved your content. And, yeah, later, Pokey.
Not me warming up to the cheaters because they said they love my podcast. Okay, hear me out. I know you thought I was going to side with them because I said, hear me out. Relax, relax. What I was going to say is, your sexual frustrations are valid. And you wanting them to be more open, especially in long distance, and like, hey, let's keep the spark. Let's stay engaged, even if we can't be near each other. But also, especially because we can't be near each other. So valid. But cheating because of that? I'm sorry. Not valid. And I feel like deep down you know this, even though you know that how you were initially feeling makes sense. It makes sense. But no matter, frankly, how bad we feel in a relationship, again, as long as it's not like abusive or some crazy situation, just break up. Don't cheat. If you can, break up. When I hear stories like this, what I really wonder is, in the past, I always kind of had this idea of once a cheater, always a cheater. I'm sure we've all heard that saying, right? But is that really true? I mean, as much as I kind of want to believe it, the answer has to be no. Like, there is for sure, not just one, but numerous people out there who have cheated maybe once and then just never again. For whatever reason, I'm sure, not to excuse it, but I'm sure they had a reason and maybe that reason was no longer valid in future relationships or whatever, so they never cheated again. But I guess that kind of begs the question, how do you know if someone will ever cheat again or not? And maybe that all comes down to how much understanding they have of why they cheated in the first place and whether they've taken the time to reflect, grow, mend, whatever reason that was. Maybe someday we can hear that perspective of, hey, I cheated once and this was why. But now I'm in a 20-year-long committed relationship and we have 2.5 kids and a white picket fence and a golden retriever and a 401k. Who knows? All right, we have two more.
Okay, so one time I was actually cheated on and this happened like 1 month ago. So what happened was I met this guy in a video game and we hit it off. And for 3 months we were talking and we ended up making it official. Uh-huh. And one night I was out with my friends at a freaking bar, you know, uh-huh, getting crunk and rowdy.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden he calls me up and he's like, I just wanted you to know that my ex-wife still lives with me and we sleep in the same bed.
Uh-huh.
So my dumbass was down so bad.
Nuh-uh.
I was like, okay, but do you guys still have sex? Like, are you guys together? Because he told me this whole time that he recently got a divorce, blah, 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 blah. So, like, I knew the girl existed, but I did not know that she still lived at the house. Okay, so I took his ass back because I was down bad, because he told me all the right things. And then I find out that he is actually still married to her. They have sex all the time. I was the fucking side piece the entire time. And mind you, the entire time we were talking, like, I have Discord messages and everything from this guy telling me how much he hated his wife, all this stuff.
Oh my God.
I always kept it 100, girl. Like, I was always like, you know, I'm a girl's girl. I'm like, well, the wife,
oh my God,
you know,
that's so nice.
She moved on. She's doing her own thing. Let's not talk bad about her.
That's so nice.
But the whole time, he was fucking his wife and then jacking off to my fucking news that I sent him. It's crazy. It's a whole story.
Fucking
if you
want
to know more, my phone number is and my name is Marina, girl, and I'm 28 years old. Okay, bye.
Wait, hold up. She left her number. Thank you so much, Marina. Before I respond, let me think about whether I need to call her for any additional information, which I appreciate her leaving her name and number because some of these, I really do need additional information. But I think for this one, we kind of got the full wacky story. I'm not going to lie, him talking shit about her, but still banging her, something about that hurts me deep, 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 deep down. Like, yeah, cheating is bad. But also talking shit about the person that you're actually with to your supposed side chick or something? What? I am so sorry you had to experience that. Also, doesn't it just feel shitty if, like, you share something so intimate, like your nudes with someone and even engaging intimately with someone? It's such a sacred thing to do. You're almost like giving a piece of yourself to them and experiencing something together. And then when you find out they're doing all this shit behind your back, it feels like such a betrayal, like a deep, intimate betrayal. I'm just really, really, I'm almost mad for you guys. I'm like, let me talk to him. Let me talk to him. Let me sue him for emotional distress on your behalf. Honestly, for you and the wife, it also surprises me how common cheating is in marriages. In mariages. Mariages. Wow. And that's why you should get a prenup. I'm not going to lie. Not at all, actually. And you know you can actually put in your prenup. If infidelity occurs, they must pay me this much. Crazy. Well, that would make for a good story too. He cheated on me, but in the prenup it said that for every month we've been together, he owes me $5,000 if he cheats on me. And we were together for 3 years, so I banked out at, hold on, let me do the math. Calculator. 12 months times 5 years times $5,000. So I banked out with $300,000. Because he cheated on me. Don't you guys think that's kind of... To me, it actually kind of makes sense. Like, you hurt someone so deeply, emotionally, you could traumatize them. Sometimes it takes people years to get over being cheated on. The least you can do is pay their bills. The least you can do is give them something for their hardship and the hardship that they're going to go through just to heal from what the fuck you just did to them. Maybe a bit harder in relationships, but in marriages, girl, I'm getting a fat prenup. I'm not letting anybody mess with my heart. It's so precious. All right, we have one more. Let's get into it. Yeah.
Hi, Pokey. I'm going to try to do this. Seriously, okay. I'm not going to use my name just in case anyone that sees this.
Well, that's recognize what
I know who I am. But this is like, I wouldn't say that I cheated, but I've been labeled as a cheater because of this.
Interesting.
So I think it counts. So I was basically a late bloomer, right? Mm-hmm. I was too focused with video games and anime that I didn't really care about girls like that.
Oh, that's cute.
I didn't get my first girlfriend until my senior year of high school.
That's not that bad.
And it was cool at first, but towards the end of our senior year when we were about to graduate, she would, like, make these, like, little offhand comments that were, like, people ask me why I'm with you and stuff like
hurtful.
That. Didn't rub me the right way. She would tell me, like, she'll make jokes, like, oh, this is why I don't give ugly guys a chance. And it just made me feel bad, so I broke
that's
up with
so
her.
That's so rude.
And I guess, like, I was popular.
Who slick?
Because, like, when I broke up with her and I was single and people knew I was single, I got a bunch of girls that, like, messaged
that's
me
what's
and
up.
Were telling me they had a crush on me and stuff like
so
that.
So everything she said was BS?
So me and my ex, we had a system, or we had an agreement that we would be friends with benefits and casually hook up.
No.
But she didn't know that at the time I was talking to other girls and hooking up with them as well. So at one point, I was hooking up with around 5 or 6 different girls a week.
Bro went from games and anime to having his own harem.
It's horrible. I don't condone it, and I don't do this now. But, you know, I was 17, and I was getting my first, you know, So I was just enjoying life. And I was doing that for the entire summer, including my ex. She was in that rotation. And I, at some point, it was multiple girls in one day. Some point, it was multiple girls at one time. It was just a really good time. Towards the end of the summer, I was about to leave for military, and I was going to basic training. And then my ex called me, and she was, like, crying. And then she was like, oh, my God, you piece of shit. How do you do this to me? You're a liar. You're a manipulator. You cheated on me. And I was so confused because I was like, whoa. Like, we've made it clear that we weren't together and that this was a casual thing. How am I cheating on you? She's like, it doesn't matter. And, you know, I'll say I do play a little bit of fault in it because I did, like, I would tell her stuff like, I love you.
But I was,
like,
on your side for a second.
I was a toxic 17-year-old. Of course, I was on your side for a second. That. But, yeah, that's my little story. We, after she called me, I felt really bad. So I got back to together with her for like a year.
You guys are so toxic,
then
actually.
It didn't work out.
What a roller coaster. And listen, this is why if you're going to be in a friends with benefits situation, I'm not saying you shouldn't, but you got to make the boundaries real clear. Real clear. Is it romantic? Can we see other people? That's all you need to figure out. Just those two things. Clearly yours was romantic because you were saying you love her. For a second, I was going to say it's not your fault at all. You were just friends with benefits. You can sleep with who you want, technically. But the I love you, you're pushing the technicalities. And then why that? You got back together out of guilt. But you know what? You were slash are really young. And I'm glad that you can kind of look back on it like, I shouldn't do this. I take fault for these things, blah, blah, blah. And I think that's the reality of, honestly, the majority of kind of toxic-ish situations in life. Someone has a bit of fault. Someone maybe has a lot of fault. But we're humans. There's rarely like a perfect victim or even a perfect perpetrator, if that would be the term. So either way, I'm glad it sounds like you learned from it. And thank you for sharing your story. That was really entertaining. If you've ever been cheated on, again, I hope you know it's not your fault. It's not your fault. Okay? And if you've ever cheated and you really regret it, then I hope you can take it as a learning lesson and really learn from it and not repeat that mistake, because it is true. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days. Not that that justifies the mistakes, but we can all move past them and not let our mistakes define us. Am I right? Am I right? I had so much fun listening to these. So thank you for joining me. And if you did enjoy it, please, please hit the follow button on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this. It is the easiest way to know when we come out with new episodes. And if you're feeling extra generous, please rate us 5 stars. It would really, really help our community grow. I had so much fun. I love these voicemail episodes. It would be a dream to, you know, be able to segment it or format it in a way that is repeatable and really exciting for you guys to listen in on as well. I just love a good story time. You know what I mean? Also, if this episode reminds you of anyone, share it with them. And I hope to see you in the next one. Bye!